The Wisconsin Professional Police Association produces an annual survey on how police officers are doing in the eyes of the community. And the 7th annual poll is out. We're talking about it here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Professional Police Association represents local police, sheriff's deputies, other officers. It serves more than 10,000 active and retired members. Are you satisfied with the work of your local police force? What shapes your opinion of the police and your local officers? What's worked in your community to build more trust between police and the public? We're at 800-642-1234 for you to join in. Jim Palmer is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Jim, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So here we are, the 7th time of this poll. What is the intent behind the survey? Why do you keep doing it each year?
Well, as the state's largest law enforcement group, it really is a concerted effort on our part to play a more proactive role in facilitating and maintaining, more importantly, a public discourse on the issues that impact public safety and law enforcement. I think we've seen a number of controversial incidents involving the police around the country. And it seems like, you know, in the immediate aftermath of those controversial incidents, there's a lot of, you know, public discussion by various parties about, you know, the need for a dialogue. And then, you know, as the media attention kind of diminishes, so does the interest in maintaining that public discourse. And so we thought this was a way for us to play a more proactive role. And, you know, it's something we've been doing, as you said, for 7 years. And we're the only law enforcement group in the country that actually does this. And we think it's served our state well. We think it's served our membership well. And we're very pleased, you know, each year to basically we identify, you know, the areas that we want to gauge public opinion on. And then we defer to the experts at St. Norbert's in terms of crafting those questions in a way that's objective and not leading. And then we release the report from the university, from the Strategic Research Institute in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
Results good, bad, or indifferent, and then use them as a point of discussion.
Well, after 7 years, you're going to be able to start seeing some trend lines as well. You're accumulating data.
That's right. Yeah, we have a number of questions that carry over from year to year relating to how people feel about their police and what the priorities of public safety and the government ought to be relative to public safety. And then each year we also try to pick identify some new questions, areas that are maybe emerging topics for law enforcement that impact public safety. And this year we did the same thing.
How concerned are Wisconsin residents about crime in their communities and what their local police forces are doing about it?
Well, when we started this poll 7 years ago, prior to that, you know, I think everyone has seen, you know, polls throughout the country, nationally and in the state, that, you know, ask people to rank their priorities. And usually the typical options are, you know, creating jobs, cutting taxes, education, the environment, you know, those sorts of things. We had never seen a question that included a public safety component. And we had an instinct that public safety would do well. But, you know, one of the reasons you do a poll like this is to either confirm or challenge what your preconceptions might be as an organization. And year in and year out, fortunately for us, we think, public safety, keeping the community safe from crime, has been rated by the respondents in our polls far and away the top priority that they think our state and local governments ought to pursue, which makes sense. I mean, public safety is a core service, and it's, you know, awfully difficult to improve the education within a community and create jobs and encourage economic development if the community isn't safe.
In a number of cases, your survey looks at the differences between how white respondents and non-white respondents answer a question and the perceptions of policing based on race. When we look at that question about concern about crime in communities through this lens, how do the responses look?
Well, it's interesting, and we really have tried, again, as part of this effort to, you know, facilitate this public dialogue and keep it going, is dig deep into the results and look at the demographic differences, because we think that's, you know, fundamentally important to any effort to try and strengthen the relationship between law enforcement and the communities it serves. And there are distinctions between, you know, the white respondents and the non-white respondents in our poll. And we think that's something, it identifies an area that law enforcement, our law enforcement community, needs to work on. It's clear that, the law enforcement officers and the law enforcement profession, according to our poll, and in fact, according to national polls as well, is held in very high regard. And I think that's important for us to talk about, not only with the public, but with our members as well, because, I think law enforcement officers, not only in Wisconsin but throughout the country, feel that their profession is under attack. It's under a great deal of scrutiny. So, you know, this is one way we can say, look, we've asked people, and they actually do appreciate the jobs that you do. But there are distinctions between white and non-white respondents. Non-white respondents, minority respondents, still hold officers in high regard, but there is a pretty significant distinction. And so, you know, we ask additional questions to try and dig deeper into that and identify why that might be. And clearly, it highlights a preconception that a lot of people have that there are some trust issues that minorities in Wisconsin and throughout the country have.
Yeah, what do you mean by there are some distinctions that you saw in the data?
Well, we ask, you know, how the local police force, we ask respondents, how, you know, do you approve or disapprove of how your local police force does its job? You know, strongly, those that indicated that they strongly approve, 48% of white respondents indicated they strongly approve, compared to, you know, 27% of non-white respondents. And these results, when we, for the years that we've, you know, dug more deeply into the demographic distinctions, that's been pretty consistent. When we ask, you know, about the amount of time, you know, spent that law enforcement spends in a neighborhood, you know, overall, 72% of the respondents said about right, about the right amount of time. The percentage of non-white respondents say, you know, about 52% of the non-white respondents say it's about right. So clearly, they want, and other questions confirm this, they want more of law enforcement present. But in some of the other questions we ask, you know, relative to community policing, non-white respondents have a stronger interest in community policing. So, you know, we can read the results of these various questions together and say, you know, for non-white respondents or minorities in Wisconsin, you know, they clearly want more of a law enforcement presence, but they don't just want, you know, more boots on the ground, so to speak. They want community policing. They want, you know, officers who you know, maintain those relationships with the people in their neighborhoods, know their neighborhoods, and that they can develop those you know, beneficial relationships.
Right. Jim Palmer is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. He's with us. We're looking at the state's police union that's released its 2019 Wisconsin Law Enforcement Survey. It measures how residents are feeling about a variety of policing and justice issues. Are you satisfied with the work of your local police force? What shapes your opinion of the police and your local officers? What do you have on your mind about policing here in Wisconsin? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So let's get into policy. You asked respondents to weigh in on what's called red flag laws, something that has the support of our state's Attorney General, Josh Call. And let's listen to him explaining these laws to WISN-TV earlier this year.
It's a law that would allow law enforcement or a family member to go to a judge when there's a clear danger, a clear threat that's being presented by somebody, either to themselves or to others, and to get an order that would temporarily disarm that person.
Jim, what did your survey say about the level of support for this idea here in Wisconsin?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, this is an issue that has become pretty prominent in a number of states, and to some extent it's been controversial in some of those states. It's a fairly new issue here in Wisconsin. Attorney General Call, I think, first talked about it in his inauguration speech. And so we wanted to gauge, you know, where public opinion is on this. And according to our poll, 82% of the public support such a measure. So we were surprised by that, only insofar as that's a really strong amount of support.
So do you intend to kind of keep probing that area? Like, what do you do with that type of data?
Well, you know, we've used this data over the years to help affect legislative change. You know, the very first poll we did 7 years ago asked, you know, how people felt about a law at that time, just a proposal to mandate independent investigations of officer-involved shootings, which is something that we supported. And we used those poll results to, you know, get that law through the legislature in the waning days of the 2013-2014 legislature. So, you know, asking these questions, these types of questions, can help, in our view, affect meaningful statutory change.
What about body cameras? Many departments have adopted them in recent years. Do the survey numbers indicate that their presence has increased trust between police officers and the public? Can we make any inferences there?
I don't know that we can necessarily make those inferences. However, it's clear that there's a tremendous amount of public support for body cameras. So, I mean, that would be, I suppose, one indicator. You know, we've asked this question about body cameras, for five straight years. And in this last poll, 95% of the respondents in our poll indicated that they support it. And that is the highest amount of support that we've registered in the 5 years we've asked the question. And, you know, as more and more agencies throughout the state add the body camera technology to their officers, and this is an initiative that we support as a statewide organization, it's clear that the public seems to get it. They seem to, recognize the value in having this video. And, you know, I can tell you, having represented officers personally involved in high-profile incidents and officer-involved shootings, to the extent that there were body camera evidence available, it was helpful. I mean, they're not a panacea. There are limitations to the technology, and that's something we can, we should talk about publicly. But at the same time, it's clear that, anytime there's something like an officer-involved shooting that occurs in a community, it is a dramatic event in that community, and it affects a broad array of people very deeply. And the ability to have some additional evidence and provide more information than we otherwise might have, really helps bring some resolution and resolve to that community and how they feel about law enforcement. At its core, law enforcement officers depend upon, the trust of the public that they serve, and it keeps them safe as well.
We're talking about the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Survey that is out, and we're talking with the head of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, Jim Palmer, stays with us. Your questions, your insights on policing in your community, they're welcome at 800-642-1234. What's on your mind when it comes to policing here in Wisconsin? Would you support alternatives to incarceration? If so, what options do you support? What do you think about the so-called red flag law, which would allow law enforcement to temporarily take away guns from a potentially harmful person? Call in, tweet us. We'll be back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about the new Wisconsin Law Enforcement Survey conducted by St. Norbert College. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In the survey, 3 out of 4 Wisconsin residents place safety from crime as their top issue. That concern grows stronger among non-white residents. That's where we saw 87% of respondents who placed safety from crime as their top priority. Are you satisfied with the work of your local police force? What has worked in your community to build more trust between police and your neighbors? Is community policing the answer or something else? Join in with your perspective, 800-642-1234. There's a line for you. And the Wisconsin Professional Police Association Executive Director Jim Palmer stays with us. Well, let's look at immigration and this poll, which has been a really difficult issue at both the federal and state level. In his state budget proposal, Governor Tony Evers included a measure that would make driver's licenses available to people who are living in the country illegally. You asked respondents to weigh in on that. What did you find?
Well, we asked a couple of questions on this, and you're right. This is an issue not only in Wisconsin, but across the country. The results, I guess one of the takeaways from our results, as we'll get into in a second here, is that it's clearly that this is very contentious. And that's not probably a surprise necessarily to anyone. But, we attempted to ask these questions in, as an objective and non-leading way as possible. And our first question was, would you allow a supportive provision, law change, allowing undocumented immigrants to obtain a driver's license? And according to our poll, 60% of the public opposes such a measure. We added an additional kind of more restrictive question, whether or not they would support this driver's licensing issue if the license cannot be used to board a plane or vote. And to our surprise, and it's really almost inexplicable, the opposition increased to 77%. That's not something that, we're necessarily can interpret at this point. We're going to have to, I don't know if it's because we made reference to boarding a plane or voting or what it is, but we looked at some polls that by groups that support this such an effort in New Jersey, and tried to make them those questions our questions more objective than theirs, and we didn't anticipate that the the opposition would actually increase by making the question more restrictive. So, you know, I think the takeaway from this, aside from the fact that this is obviously a contentious issue, is that the groups and those that support such a measure here in Wisconsin have a challenge in terms of their advocacy, and they're going to have to dedicate some amount of time to, informing the public. And this is something our own membership is very split on.
Have you asked about this before, this immigration topic?
No, this is a new question this year. So I'm sure, because the issue is not going away anytime soon, we'll be this will be a question that'll carry over year in and year out. The poll seems to get longer each time.
Well, Dale called in to ask about the survey's responses on medical and recreational marijuana. Another really thorny issue is the question of marijuana legalization in Wisconsin. And State Representative Melissa Sargent has reintroduced a bill to fully legalize it. And here she is speaking last month at a Capitol press conference.
The palette for legalization of cannabis in the state of Wisconsin is far more popular than probably the ratings for most politicians in this building.
Okay, so do your survey results reflect what we just heard from the representative?
They would. Of course, I would add, because I am an advocate for our organization and our members, that just because it's popular doesn't necessarily make it a good public policy. But according to our poll, we asked whether the respondents thought that marijuana should be legal for medical and recreational purposes, and 46% of the public said yes. And that was an increase from last year. For only medical purposes, 37% said yes. And, to our surprise on this question, only 16% of the respondents indicated that, in their view, marijuana should not be made legal in any fashion. So that there is a tremendous amount of support for legalizing marijuana in Wisconsin to some extent or another. And we've seen, states throughout the country that have expanded their laws in one regard or another.
You've previously said that the Wisconsin Professional Police Association has some serious concerns about marijuana legalization here in Wisconsin. What are those concerns?
Well, the concerns are, despite the fact that there are states throughout the country that have enacted provisions like this, there isn't a great deal of data yet to analyze. We don't know what their experience has been. There's some data to suggest in Colorado, for instance, that the number of traffic fatalities involving drivers under the influence of marijuana, has spiked considerably. So that's a concern. The other probably more prominent concern is how does law enforcement regulate it? If an officer is affecting a traffic stop and they suspect a driver is under the influence of marijuana, there's no roadside test in the way that there is for alcohol that officers can administer. And it doesn't exist.
As of yet.
Yeah.
It right.
Currently doesn't exist anywhere in the country. I think there's a pilot program going on in Michigan for some kind of oral test, but that hasn't been completed yet. And the other thing is that, the body metabolizes marijuana in a different way than it does alcohol. Someone can consume marijuana in one form or another, and it'll still be in their system to some extent days later. And so it really presents some law enforcement implications that are challenging. And so as it relates to this debate, the entire law enforcement community is very concerned that, these implications aren't considered. And we want to, just because something's popular, we want to make sure we do it right.
What did the respondents have to say about alternatives to incarceration? What do we know about that?
Well, looking around the country, there have been a number of states, both those controlled by Republicans and as well as those controlled by Democrats, that have enacted meaningful, correctional reforms. So we wanted to look at that, and that clearly that's been a larger discussion here in Wisconsin. And, according to our poll, there is a significant proportion of people that support expanding mental health treatment programs as an alternative to prison. In fact, 88% of the respondents in our poll indicated as such. And when we asked about reducing prison time for nonviolent crimes, 82% of the public supports that. So clearly there is a tremendous amount of public support for, doing more to make our criminal justice system work a little more fairly.
Talking with Jim Palmer, he is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, and we're looking at the seventh year of this statewide law enforcement union survey that was conducted by St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. It involved Phone surveys of 400 randomly selected Wisconsinites. You can join in at 800-642-1234. So, Jim, what were some of the other big takeaways from this survey? What were some of those aha moments?
Well, every year we ask questions to kind of gauge the public's perception of the officer-involved shootings that occur in the state. As the state's largest law enforcement group, we represent year in and year out more officers involved in these situations than any other organization. You know, it's clear that there is a proportion of the public that thinks that a majority of the individuals shot by officers in Wisconsin are minorities, when in fact that's not the case. Last year, 52% of the individuals shot by officers were white. And in fact, the year before, it was over 70%. And so we think that's, you know, we can, you know, one of the value, the great takeaways that we can take away from, we can use for this poll for is to, you know, match those perceptions up against the reality. We're the only entity in the state of Wisconsin that tracks data relative to officer-involved shootings. And I know the Wisconsin Department of Justice is looking at this and may be implementing it in the future, but you know, that's been the case for a number of years now, and so we find a lot of value in looking at the perceptions and then matching that up against the data.
I was going to say, as we wrap up here in the next few seconds, I'm wondering, what do police forces grapple with the most right now? What's the most difficult thing?
Well, the two biggest challenges facing law enforcement, and this is true in Wisconsin as well as nationally, is the ability to recruit and retain officers. You know, we have seen, and there's no data on this here in Wisconsin, but anywhere I go throughout the state and speak with agencies and chiefs and sheriffs, the number of applicants coming into the profession is just diminished exponentially. So that's a huge change. And the other major challenge is how we treat officers suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and how we take care of their mental health. Here in Wisconsin, we've already had six officers this year that have committed suicide. For the last, I think, 4 or 5 years now, it's been the case that more officers have died as a result of suicide than they have in the line of duty, and that's very troubling.
Jim, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Jim Palmer is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. We've been looking at the new survey out, seventh year of the statewide law enforcement union survey. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.